Hi guys, happy Monday. Welcome back to Ask Amy. I have a question here today from Rachel. I'm just gonna jump right in and read Rachel's question. So she says, how do you address the issue of feeling a deep-seated depression because of not being able to get over your thinking about how you feel every minute and constantly feeling like a total failure when you keep falling every day into your sad thoughts and anxiety? I can't seem to let go. I keep going to that negative place as if it owns me and there's no other way to live. I berate myself for having to go to that negative place and not being able to just brush it off as the monster. So, I don't know about you guys, but just reading Rachel's question, it just feels like so much pressure. You know, there's so much of what Rachel's doing and how she's causing it and how she should be feeling and how she should be feeling instead of how she's feeling. And like, there's so much pressure in that and so much ownership. And it feels like, you know, you really just get the sense just in listening to this that she's really feeling like how she feels is very personal and meaningful, and it's on her, and she should be doing something different. So she says she's constantly thinking, I'll speak to you, Rachel. Rachel, you say you're constantly thinking about how you're feeling. Well, that's going to feel really bad, especially when anxious and depressed thoughts and all kinds of thoughts are running through your mind, as they are for all of us. When we're keeping tabs on how we're feeling, how am I doing, how's it going, how am I feeling, what's in my mind, you know, where's my emotions right now, like that's a mess. Like that's just a lot of stuff for anyone. So she says she's constantly thinking about how she feels. She's considering herself a total failure, her words, when she experiences depressed and anxious thoughts. I'll come back to that. She berates herself for having to go through that neg go to that negative place. She berates herself for not being able to brush off these feelings. Again, I just want you to see, Rachel, this is why you're suffering. Not that anxious or depressed thoughts are showing up in your experience, because that's a given. That is true of everyone on earth. We all have stuff show up. We don't put it there. It is not our responsibility. It is not our doing in any kind of conscious way. Thought shows up, thought arises, feeling comes with it. Sometimes we after the fact say, oh, I like that. That's nice, happy thinking. I'll keep that. And sometimes we say, oh, I don't like that. I don't want that stuff around. Well, that's just our judgment on it. But we don't put it there. It just shows up and it's just what we feel. So the way I see it, there's just not this ownership of it. It just doesn't make sense to, when you really kind of see how this works, it's just stuff showing up in your experience. It doesn't really make sense to see it as so personal and take it so personally, and especially to fight and scramble so hard to try to change it or make it go away. So all the time we see this, you know, again, it's a given that we're going to have all kinds of stuff that we like, don't like, and everywhere in between show up in our experience. That's just part of being a human being. But what you're doing, Rachel, that's really kind of making this so hard for you is you're putting yourself right there in that equation as if it's because of you, as if you should be experiencing it differently. And what that does is it's like it brings this huge spotlight and it shines it on that. And then of course, like you even say, you know, I'm constantly looking, checking in with how am I feeling? Well, anything we're constantly looking at, we're going to constantly experience, you know? So the more you can let that stuff show up, but not see that it really truly is not personal. It's not meaningful. It's not stable or something you have to fix. So you guys know I use overuse. Yes, I do this metaphor of the weather because it's just the most simple, accurate, succinct, familiar way to describe our experience. It's really, really accurate. So we talk about us being well and we're the blue sky and the weather comes through and all that stuff. So if we look at this for you, Rachel. If we were to substitute in the weather into your question and the things that you're worrying about, just listen a minute here for how that might sound. So she's constantly thinking about how she feels. I'm thinking about the weather all the time. Rachel says, I wake up and I check, how's the weather? How's it going out there? What's happening? You know, what are the clouds doing? What's the precipitation like? How's the weather going? That's part of it. Considering herself a total failure when she experiences depressed or anxious thoughts. So if she's like, I am such a loser. I cannot believe it's raining outside my house again. I'm such a loser. I suck. Why does this weather always follow me? It sounds a little crazy, but really consider this, Rachel. It's really not that crazy. That's really what's going on. When we are not in charge of our experience, we are not in charge of the thoughts or feelings that move through us, yet we berate ourselves and consider ourselves a total failure for what shows up. That's what you're doing. You know, you're saying, oh my God, I can't believe it's so sunny and beautiful outside today. What a loser am I? She berates herself for having to go to that negative place and not brush it off. Like, so then there's, you know, oh my gosh, I suck. I can't believe it's raining. And I can't believe that I'm mad that it's raining. I should just be okay with the weather, but I'm not okay with the weather. And I really should just be able to brush off the weather, but I can't brush off the weather. You know, it sounds so silly when you look at it this way. And I know we're so close with our own experience. It unfolds within our own heads, in our own minds, that it feels like us. It feels very intimate and personal, and like it's not just coming through us, but it's really of us. And it isn't. And seeing that starts to completely change all of this. It really does. When I read this, Rachel, it really does sound to me just like what I'm saying about when I'm substituting in the weather. It's like you're feeling anxious and depressed, and then you're like a loser for it. I don't get it. It doesn't work that way. You didn't put those thoughts there. But then you start to just see. But then again, as a human being, I know because me too, you know, like. I feel that stuff too, and I don't like it when it's there. But seeing how this works, you get to feel whatever you feel as a normal human being without the I'm a loser, without the constant vigilance of how am I doing, how's it feeling, without getting mad at yourself for feeling what you're feeling, you know, and man, that makes it so much easier. So if you can just start to see how this stuff just moves through you. And it truly, truly does correct itself when we aren't in there staring at it, judging it, calling it me, 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 mine, taking it so personally, thinking it's so meaningful. It really isn't. I know it can feel that way. But once we start to see that it isn't, then that starts to grow, you know, then you have an understanding, oh, it truly is like weather. Then you can rest in that and that starts to grow. So I really hope that this kind of puts you there, Rachel, and at least kind of lets you sit there for a minute and say, "Huh, what if that is right? You know, what if it does work that way?" Because I know from there it's just going to continue to deepen and get easier and better for you. So I hope this is helpful, Rachel. I hope it's helpful to others. 3 weeks from today, the Little School Big Change is reopening for our second enrollment period. I can't believe it's 3 weeks away. So definitely get on the wait list. We are cooking up some awesome. I can't even believe Amanda's on. Amanda's in the Little School Big Change. She helps moderate the forum there. She and I together, and I want to say especially her, are cooking up some amazing bonuses. For those of you who are on the wait list. So if you're interested or you even think you might possibly be interested in Little School of Big Change, join the wait list now at littleschoolofbigchange.com. And if you join early, you're going to get some really awesome bonuses this time around. I'm also 2 weeks from today on October 16th, doing a free webinar about lasting change, freedom from the inside out, no willpower, all that good stuff that I love to talk about. So you can register for that at dramyjohnson.com/change webinar, and I'll put the URL here in the comments. So thanks so much for listening. Send your questions to Ask Amy at the littleschoolofbigchange.com, and I will see you back here next Monday.